Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat. Orlando comes in with a record of just 19-29. Miami suddenly 5 games over .500 at 27-22. That has been caused by a 7-3 spurt over their last 10, including their last 2 games, which were W's for the Heat. Meanwhile, Orlando over their last 10 is just 5-5, but they've also won their last 2. So as we say, something is going to give tonight. Here are the numbers. Orlando averages 115.1 per game, Miami just 108.4. Orlando gives up 116.8 for a negative 1.7 point differential. Meanwhile, Miami gives up 108.2 for a sliver positive differential of just 0.2. Turnover numbers, Orlando about league average, 14.5 turnovers per game. Miami better than that at 13.6. 45.3% from the field is Miami. Orlando shoots 45.6% from the field, so no discernible difference there. Three-point shooting, 36.1% from the Magic versus 33.5% by the Heat. Heat shoot 2.6% from the free throw line. Orlando right behind them at 80.1%. Bench scoring, Miami doesn't do any scoring really, so no surprise their bench doesn't do a lot, just 28.1 points per game. Orlando's bench not elite, but pretty good, about league average or so, 35.3. Looking at this matchup, it's actually the first time this year these two intrastate rivals have played. This is a home game for the Heat, who are without Duncan Robinson and Nikola Jovic. Jimmy Butler is listed as day-to-day. Orlando is healthy, and the question is, can the banged-up Heat hang with Orlando? Or can Orlando, just being a bad team, hang with the Heat? Which way is this going to go? I don't know. With the Heat being kind of banged up and a limited offensive team to begin with, I could see Orlando sneaking in a win here, but I don't think I'm brave enough to predict it. I'm going to go with the hometown Heat, who are playing some of their better basketball of the year and are just a better team. I'm going with Miami, though it wouldn't shock me if Orlando pulled an upset here. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Magic and Heat. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fern with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat. The lines are currently open and it favors the Miami Heat pretty nicely at 7.5 in the spread with the over-under of 217.5. Now, when you look at these two teams on the offensive side, Miami is one of the worst scoring teams in the NBA. They average around 108 points per game. Now, Orlando's a little bit better. They average around 111.3 points per game. So when you add those two up, it looks like you want to lean and take the over in this one, even though Miami's not one of the better scoring teams. But they have really good players in Bam and Jimmy Butler. And I would lean and take Jimmy Butler in this game. The reason why you would want to take Jimmy Butler in this game, right now his player props currently sit at 20.5. His last 9 games, he's been averaging 21.8 points per game. And Miami's at home. And Jimmy Butler normally does very well at home. He currently averages around 23.2 points per game. I would definitely lean and take the over in this one on the point side when it comes to Jimmy Butler. And I will also take the rebounding numbers and the over in that one too for Jimmy Butler. Right now it sits at 5.5. I expect 7 to 6 rebounds from him, so I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Now when we're looking at Orlando's side, the only player you probably want to take on the player side right now on the props is Ben Caro, because right now it's showing 19.5. Now his last 10 games he's been averaging 20 points, and on the road he's been giving out 20.3 points per game. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. He is their face of the franchise player, and I would definitely take that one too. And if you want to get a little greedy on the rebounds, Wendell Carter Jr. right now it's showing at 9.5. Now it might move up to 10.5, but at 9.5, even at 10.5, I would lean and take the over in that one too as well. Now against the spread, Orlando has been 16-20-1, while Miami has been 20-27-2. So this one is a little bit high for Miami, 7.5. I know they're the better team overall when it comes to records. And right now, Miami's really good at home. They're 16-9, while Orlando is only 6-17. But I still like the favor in Orlando when it comes to taking the spread. So I would lean towards Orlando on that one. But I would also take the over in this one, not just because adding their points. Orlando's also trending in that one. They have been the favorite right now in the over, 6-0 against winning home teams, which Miami is. So I would definitely lean and take the over in this game as well, and I would lean towards the Magic when it comes to overall in the spread. That's our look at the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking the NBA.